Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yes, I say, oh, you are now listening live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elegun Oloye Hudu Obeya Okor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo, world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my personal ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize how I do it, if you will, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing. We create divine destiny. We create and recreate our divine, all-blessed reality, and so it is, Ashe. Today is Thursday, November 9, 2017, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America. Some would say most haunted city in America. New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down that great OBS stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, spirits, and minerals. I'm always humbled and honored and appreciative by those who join me here in this square circle of gods and goddesses, friends and family, neighbors and listeners here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch, revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes with the Divine Prince. My URL, my show page is www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347. When you're ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to unmute your mic. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Eshu Alek Buana Kosi Wari Awo Onlo Utuni Iwo Ada Hasanbo Osi Obatala Mi Itani Iwo Onilio Obane Shu. Eshu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu, Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe. May our Ebo reach our wounds. May our Ebo be accepted. May our Ebo allow what we desire to prepare. And so we say, Ashe, Asheo, and Ashe. Moving forward, continuing with the ongoing theme, flow, vibration, following spirit, as we often do here on this show. I do personally in my own life. I have to first start off by sort of rebuilding a foundation, understanding that we build as spiritualists, as practitioners of ATR, African-based traditional systems, as practitioners of indigenous world spirituality and religion, we build in the incorruptible. We build in the incorruptible. And again, quickly, in order for our reality to exist, we operate within 11 dimensional spaces. And within one of those spaces, all things corrupt. All things corrupt. Within the realm of earth and physicality, all things corrupt. Plants, the trees, the animals, humanity, the body breaks down, the buildings break down, the roads break down. They must be refurbished. They must be in that dimensional space of physicality. All things break down. So in the material, when we build in the material, we are building in the realm of things that are corruptible. When we build in the incorruptible, remembering that the spirit realm is more real, more evident, more tangible, more efficacious than all things that we can even comprehend, can even dream up, can even imagine within the physical realm. So as spiritual practitioners, we build in the incorruptible. So when you build in the spiritual realms, those things then have their outward manifestation in our physical reality. People say they want love. People say they want prosperity. People say they want peace, but are unwilling to stand and be peace in the moment, to be love in the moment, to be prosperity in the moment. And not just in the good moments, just not when things are going well, just not when things appear to be rolling. In the physical, we negate what's happening often in the emotion, in the mental, in the intellectual, in the spirit realm. Those are the things that are incorruptible. The illusion of corruption when it comes to emotion is just that, an illusion. For indeed, we create and recreate our own reality, co-create my destiny. I choose to be happy or unhappy. I choose to be prosperous or not prosperous. And we vibrate, we be in all moments of reality. For indeed, we speak our reality in existence. We be our reality and recreate our reality. By every word that proceeds from the mouths of our God consciousness, from our head, we create and recreate. For before we say it, we are it, we believe it within our consciousness, within that realm of incorruptible. What are the psychic ramifications? What are the spiritual ramifications? What are the karmic father killing his son because he didn't want to live with a gay son? What are the ramifications of black-on-black crime? What are the ramifications of the mother, the child, the grandmother, the great-grandfather not being safe in their own homes, in their own communities, as we perpetrate crimes against one another? And let's be clear, those who witness, those who exist and live within these environments, those who are connected through blood, through family, through lineage, through community, we all are a party to every act, every energy, for indeed, all energy that exists is pre-created, is already here. And so we all have a connection to the product. We all have a connection to the outcome. But let me make it more simple. We say we want love, but we are unable to be love, not just for the next person, not just for the love interest, not just for your spouse, not just for your child, but for ourselves, unable to love ourselves enough and to be. For indeed, if you can't be it, see it, comprehend it, imagine it, create it, spirit realms, then it's impossible to bring it into physical existence. And so we create and co-create, we build and rebuild within our spirit. And that which we deny, that which we are unable to grasp, that which we are unable to comprehend, often filters then into our dreams. And that's why our dreams are often symbolic, dramatic, illusionary, elusive sometimes, whether they be fearful, whether they be positive. Sometimes we don't remember, but we wake with a feeling, with an essence of. So what are the ramifications? What are the hoodoo ramifications for such a killing, for such a murder, for such a death? The ramifications are a dozen other innocent young boys will be killed, will be murdered, will die as a ramification of that moment in time space. For those who witness, for those who hear, for those who read and then process that into their consciousness, it becomes a part of their destiny. It becomes a part of their reality. And so we either learn or we don't learn through others' experience. We don't all have to smoke crack to know what crack is. We don't all have to kill to know what killing is. We don't all have to murder to know what murder is. We don't all have to steal to know what stealing is. We choose in every divine moment in time space through our spirit, through our experience, through our knowledge, through what we've heard, through what we've seen, through what we've been taught, through what has been programmed into us. We choose within every divine moment in time space. We choose. We choose. So choose that which is most beneficial to you. Choose that which is most in your best interest. I find that when we choose what's in our best interest, often it's in the best interest of those that are around us when we're operating purely, when we're operating organically, when we're operating authentically in any moment in time. When you can understand the movement of energy, that energy can be reflected, directed, mirrored back into our earth plane dimensional existence for manifestation. The macrocosm mirrors the microcosm. And for every action, indeed, there is a reaction. For every action, indeed, there is a reaction. And that does not always require the physical reaction response first. Often there's an opportunity, there's a moment to choose. There are the rare moments in life where things are quick. The accident is quick, unexpected, often happens in a time space of moments, which often feel like, you know, an hour, but often, you know, those moments are rare as opposed to the larger number of opportunities that we have to create and recreate our reality. And the more in tune you are with your algorithm, the more in tune you are with your destiny, the more in tune you are with your goal, with your perceived outcome, the more prepared you are for that, the more likely you are in those accidents to operate within the best of your ability, to the best of your interest. Because indeed, it's then when we're on autopilot, when that which comes out of the subconscious, when you don't have that opportunity, call that the crossroads. Indeed, that is the crossroads where we must choose. Papa Lakeba exists at the crossroads. Eshu exists at the crossroads and have their meaning, their purpose, their very being at the crossroads. Borrow my Niko, borrow my Niko Indo Ra, borrow my Yako, borrow my Yako Yakanda. The Yoruba say, Eshu is the one who confronts you. Eshu is the one who confronts how being a person. Eshu do not turn to confront me. To confront me, Eshu has definitely pulled someone off to betray. So the trick that we often label Papalegba by, the trick that we often label Eshu, lies within ego, lies within our ability to choose one path over another, the left over the right, the hot over the cold, the carnal over the spiritual. I often encourage and teach mantras. Mantras are powerful tools for reprogramming. I developed, learned, was exposed to, started reading books about mantras out of my own personal anxiety and fear that many of you have for medicine, for the system, for technology, for the doctor, for hospitals, for therapeutic, psychiatric, psychologist type environment, and when you truly need healing, self-healing, that you feel somehow empowered and in control in. And I discovered meditation, transcendental meditation, and along with that, mantras. And mantras are powerful tools for those who don't know what mantras are. It's a phrase, something that you say, that you repeat over and over again, that carries an algorithm, that carries a vibration. An example of a mantra is Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, which is the Buddhist chant, the Buddhist mantra that some of us were first exposed to through Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner's story about her life and her becoming a Buddhist. And that is, and was, and still probably is, a very popular mantra within that community that they utilize to establish, reestablish, reorder a natural algorithm, connects you back to the divine, that brings all things within you, your body, your cells, your spirit, your emotions, but your environment as well, your prosperity, your health, your wellness. Brings all those things into alignment. You can create and recreate your own mantra. An example would be, I am healthy. I am perfectly healthy. Or I am wealthy. I am perfectly wealthy. I am God created wealthy. I am whole. I am in balance. I am complete. And you write that on a piece of paper 1,000 times, and then you say that in your quiet space, in your meditation, out loud 1,000 times, and then you repeat that over and over again for 9 days, for 9 weeks, for 9 months in your head until it becomes part of who you are. I often encourage programming those mantras into crystal mineral, particularly crystals. Crystals are more appropriate, more organically, naturally created, almost like a computer, to recreate and create vibrational patterns and have them be unaltered, have them be specific, have them reverberate through creator space, through the universe, and come back to you. A quick metaphysical teaching is, with every thought, with everything that we say, with every vibration that we speak out, just as we believe and perceive, particularly those of you who were taught Christianity, that God created the universe through the spoken word, that he spoke things into existence, we indeed speak, create, and recreate as co-creators with the divine, with every word, every thought, every energy that we send out. And that is why the more negative you are, the more negativity that tends to attract to you, almost like a magnet, almost like some sort of polaric magnetivity, if you will. When you are more positive, when you create and recreate that which you want, even in the face of weather, weather is rain, snow, sun, sleet, sunshine, mist, the cloudy day. It's all weather. It's all outside of our direct realm of control. It not only is outside of our direct realm of control, but it feeds and recreates our reality. Our food, our plants, our earth, our oxygen, our life, our bodies would not be created and recreated without this weather. And indeed, this weather operates within our bodies. There's that internal furnace that takes place within our bowels and within our bile and within the bacteria and the inner workings of our body, which is fed by fuel that is given through the energy produced through our foods. And that's why our foods are so important, so critical to living a holistic spiritual life. I'm not saying everybody under the sound of my voice should commit to being vegan. I'm not saying everybody under the sound of my voice should commit to being vegetarian, though that might be a wise consideration. But I am saying you cannot expect to continue to eat death and eat the pus and mucus of cows and chickens and the carcasses of dead animals and expect to produce life, expect to produce love, expect to produce peace, expect to produce positivity, expect to produce prosperity, expect to produce health and wealth within your body, expect to then have that energy emanate as health and wellness and prosperity on the outside in our finances and in our organization of our lives and of our organization within our families. I am often intrigued, but also perplexed by the desire for love, the desire for money and prosperity, while I sit back as an observer of human life, which is much more accessible now with the internet, and watch our unconscious output on a daily basis, who we neglect, who we reject, who we ignore, the clapbacks and the negative posts that we share and reshare, how we ignore communication while at the same time claiming to crave love and communication and connection and partnership with that very one special person. But the people that you have most direct and most easiest contact with each and every day, we can't say good morning. We can't say greetings. We can't say peace and love and mean that from some real organic, authentic place. A picture, it's easy to pop up and reshare and share a video, but how organic and real is that to your true experience? How real and organic is that to your true outward demonstration? For indeed, that feeds the creation and recreation of our reality. That feeds the creation and recreation of the manifestation of the things we most want and need. Those things being the most art and demonstrations of who we ultimately are. Remember that we stand on the shoulders of powerful, mighty ancestors. We are, each and every one of us, the creation and recreation of that very same energy, that very same prayer, that very same hope, wish, desire, cry for, need for, anger for. We are the very product of that. It already is. It already is. There's no need to be more angry. It already is. There is a need to be more hopeful, more positive, for indeed it already truly is. But we create and recreate our reality by what we feed, by what we give the most attention to, by what we nurture. And so the desire to want and need love and relationships require a demonstration of the demonstration of love and the fulfillment of need in each and every opportunity of our lives, in each and every opportunity of your path, in each and every opportunity of your day, to demonstrate that very thing that you say that you want. You have to become that very thing. I'm going to leave you, as I often do, in the arms and the words of our ancestors given to us by Brother Kalamuyat Salam. We certainly honor him for Congo Square. It is a lesson within itself. It is a blessing within itself. It is a praise song within itself. So for those of you who are unfamiliar, for those of you who are familiar, please take the time and absorb the words of Congo Square. Until next time, remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our hosts, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our hosts. The colonizers came and pushed aside our hosts and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square. Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart, beat. Heart, beat. Heart, be at this place, be heart, be we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal, be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential us-ness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be. Beat, be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be. Be. Remember.